Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. We're digging deeper into Matthew's Gospel, and today we're having a third look at Matthew chapter 4, verse 1. It reads, "Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil." What's going on here? Why did Jesus even allow himself to be led by the Spirit to such a place and to have such an experience? Don't we question that ourselves sometimes? Why does the Spirit appear to lead me into similar situations today? Why do I find myself in situations of temptation? Is this what's behind the passage in the Lord's Prayer, "Lead us not into temptation"? Of course, God does not tempt us, as the James chapter 1, verses 13 to 15 says, "When tempted, no one should say, 'God is tempting me,' for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. Then, after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death." God does not tempt us, but he does seem to lead us or allow us to get into situations where we will be tempted. And so we relate again to Jesus, and he relates again to us. He is tempted, or perhaps a better translation is test. He is tested. He is tested in the right place and at the right time in preparation for the mission ahead. And perhaps that's the best way, the healthiest way, to look at temptations and tests in our own lives, that they are a preparation for something of the future, in this life perhaps, not just in the next. Certainly God led his people into the desert at times, in Exodus, for example, but he led them there for a good purpose. He led them there so they would depend upon him and be ready for, in that context, the promised land. All of what happens to Jesus is to help him to be ready for his mission. He has to be ready to accept difficult times to fulfill his God-given task. He does this even in the most difficult of circumstances, and that can give us encouragement for our difficult circumstances that we face today, or that we may face in the days, weeks, months, or even years ahead. Jesus understands how we feel, but we can also know that what is happening to us will be for our benefit and make us more suited to serve God. Well, next time we'll go on to the next part of Matthew chapter 4, but until then, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.